This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Case Duckworth. When you think mutant, you probably think of Magneto from the X-Men. But if you ask Dr. Mark Batzer, a biology professor at LSU, he might start talking about Barbara McClintock.
So she hypothesized the existence of these jumping genes, transposons.
McClintock won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1983 for discovering transposons, which are still mysteries to scientists.
These elements have been a real interesting enigma in science, in that no one has understood what their function is, or better yet, all of the impacts that they have.
But we do know that they are everywhere in the human genome. They make up more than 20% of it by weight, and that ubiquity has had a big effect on our health. There's some evidence that suggests that transposons' movement around the genome has caused inherited disorders, as well as certain cancers. But that rapid mutation hasn't been all bad.
The cell surface has many different molecules on it. In humans and non-human primates, the cell surface is slightly different.
That difference was caused by transposons, and it's made humans less susceptible to pathogens like Streptococcus. Batzer's research into transposons uses data from the 1000 Genome Project, which has sequenced over 2,500 genomes from around the world. It's a scientific first, and all of the data is available online for free. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Case Duckworth.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.